Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at OnPay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is a very special one. This is part of the GSU ENI series that we've been doing for some time now, and I'm so excited to be talking to our guest today, Leander Howard II, and he is with Spark Your Resume. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going, Lee? Thanks for having me.
I am so excited to learn what you're up to. Tell us a little bit about Spark Your Resume. How are you serving folks?
Yeah, man, most definitely. So Spark Your Resume is a professional development agency connecting top talent to top companies. I actually started a business literally the semester before I graduated from Georgia State University. So April of 2020 was the year, the month I started it. And I started my business plan January 9th, 2020. Actually, a friend named Michael had told me that I should start a business because I was already helping people with their professional brand on campus. He was like, man, you just don't know how many people actually need this type of service in the world, right? You're already doing it for people here and it's working. How about you monetize it and actually start a business and help more people throughout their career? So that's what really happened, man. That's how I got started. Thanks to Georgia State. They taught me about entrepreneurship, marketing, sales. So, and really Alpha Kappa Psi Professional Business Fraternity. I was the president there from 2019 to 2020, which actually taught me how to run a successful business.
Now, so the problem that you are trying to solve is to help folks either get their first job or get a new job and find kind of the right fit job for themselves?
Yes, sir, pretty much. So we pretty much have a framework, man. You know, you want to first, how do I identify your gift and purpose, right? I think that's something that people need to start with because you need to know who you are and what you don't want before you enter the job market or else you'll go in looking at everything and thinking everything aligns with what you want to do, right? It's just like going to the grocery store and picking out everything on the shelf when you don't need it. You're applying for every job online and you're not hearing any callbacks because you haven't really taken a targeted approach to landing a new role. So we help with them. We help our clients identify their gift and purpose first. And then after that, we build their marketing assets, which is the resume, LinkedIn, cover letter, and then a digital portfolio, which we started implementing a few months ago to help people actually build a brand that pays them forever, right? So really our focus is to help you build a brand. And then the result of that is getting a new job or gaining new clients, right? Because we've seen a lot of our clients dive into entrepreneurship or maybe solopreneurship consulting, right? Because now they're talking to people about what they know and people are gravitating towards them because of what they know and who they are. So our main job, man, is really to help people land their dream role in 90 days or less without applying for jobs online. So we also apply for jobs for people in our new program. So that's been going pretty well and helping them pretty much connect with people in their industry and recruiters and hiring managers all across the world.
Now, does this work better for certain industries? Like, say, I want to be a performer or something in the creative arts field, is this going to work as effectively as if I want to be, in finance or business analytics?
Yeah, I would say more so like general business, sales, marketing, finance, operations, and then IT is like kind of our niche right now. Not really, you know, entertainment, performers, things like that. Not trying to find them a job. They're more gig workers, to be honest. So this is more like long-term work, so full-time employment. And maybe we do a little bit of contract work depending on the client, but I would say mainly full-time workers.
And then mainly kind of in the nuts and bolts of business is kind of the niche that you're in,
right?
Now, you mentioned that aligning your passion and skills, that's an important component of this. Do you ever find that when you're working with someone, they have a degree, like, say, in accounting, but they're not, you know, they start doing accounting, they're like, I hate accounting. Like, why did I do this? And now, you know, I got to kind of adjust a little bit, and you got to kind of aim using your accounting degree in a little different direction?
Yep. So what I tell people, man, is like, it's more about your transferable skills, because we've had clients that were teachers, right? And now they're customer success managers. So you just have to take your experience as being a teacher. And how does that relate to being a customer success manager? You've done a lot of things as a teacher, right? But all of those skills aren't relatable to becoming a customer success manager. So we don't need to highlight those skills on the resume. So our job is to paint a clear picture to the hiring manager and recruiter on why you should be qualified, why you should be interviewed for that specific position based on your previous experience and skills. So to transition from a role that or a position that has nothing to do with your current role, you have to be able to articulate the transferable skills that you've learned in that role and get someone to believe that you can actually do the things you say you can do.
Now, how important is LinkedIn today? Is that a kind of, you have to be really good on LinkedIn in order to get a job in today's world? Or is that something that's just a nice to have? If you got that, then that's great. But if it's not a big deal if you don't.
In my opinion, man, I think LinkedIn is the best platform to be on. I wholeheartedly believe that if you're not on LinkedIn, it does limit your chances to getting hired in today's society. I know for a fact many recruiters are looking at people's LinkedIn profile. And how I look at it in the job search process, you're doing yourself a major disservice if you're not on LinkedIn, because LinkedIn is a search engine. So, and your resume is very transactional, right? So if you're applying, if you're, you know, you're job searching, you're open to work, right? Nobody knows that you're looking for a job if you're only submitting your resume. The resume is very transactional. I have to apply to this job to show them that I'm interested. Rather than on LinkedIn, I can put open to work on my profile, put up to 5 position titles on there, and recruiters and hiring managers can find me based on what I'm looking for. But if you're not on LinkedIn, you have no visibility, right, to be found. So you're doing yourself a major disservice if you're not on LinkedIn and your profile is not keyword optimized to the point where people can find you based on keyword searches. So it's a platform called LinkedIn Recruiter, right, that recruiters use daily to find qualified talent. If you're like, they're looking up, they're doing like this thing called Boolean search, right? So it's very specific search. It's like and or are not filters that you can use to pretty much segment your audience or segment the type of people you're looking for, right? Once they conduct that search, if you don't pop up, you won't be found. And that's why it's so important to have a keyword optimized profile, right? So where people know who you are, what you do, and how you can help them so they can find you on LinkedIn. People have found me on LinkedIn because my profile is optimized. So you type in resume writing, people have literally messaged me and said, bro, I found you on LinkedIn in search. I looked up resume writing, you're the first person that popped up. I'm like, for real? That's nice. That's good. But it's because of the work I've done to build the profile to where now I'm positioned on LinkedIn as an expert in my field.
And that's what every individual should be doing when they're in the job search, is to create those kind of keyword optimized
profiles
so that they can be seen as kind of the go-to person for whatever job it is they're looking for.
Exactly. Exactly. That is what LinkedIn is for, building your personal brand and connecting you with the right people. And LinkedIn algorithms work. They work on your behalf. So if your profile is not optimized the right way, LinkedIn algorithms will not work on your behalf. So, for example, I went to Georgia State University, right? If I go to my network tab on LinkedIn right now, it will literally show me people that went to Georgia State University that I should be connected to. Like, hey, check out these people that also went to J. Mac Robinson College of Business, right? They're trying to connect you with people you're affiliated with. And then also, if you're searching for jobs on LinkedIn, if you're looking at a specific company to apply to, LinkedIn will show you the company alumni. So it will tell you like, hey, if you're looking at Home Depot, it will tell you, hey, you got 212 people that went to your school that work at Home Depot. Go connect with them.
Now, it sounds like the people who are going to get jobs are not the people that just kind of are passive about it. They can't just kind of, even if they optimize their LinkedIn, sure, that'll give them a better chance. But the people who are going to get jobs are the people that you kind of alluded to, are the people that go in, see, oh, this company has, you know, 10 people from my university in there. Why don't I, you know, message them and say, hey, I went there too, and I'm looking for a job. Like, you have to kind of be proactive about this, right? You can't just sit back and hope the phone's going to ring.
Most definitely. You hit it right on the nail, man. And searching for a job is a full-time job. And the people that are going to get jobs, anybody can get a job. But the people that are going to get great jobs, land their dream role, are the people that's proactive. There's a difference. I can get a job right now. Maybe not a job that I like. Maybe not a job that I want. But I can go get a job. It's about the job that you actually want. The job that's going to pay you what you're worth. The job that you're going to love the culture, the benefits, the people that you're working with. That's what matters. It's not just getting a job. It's landing your dream role. And that's why we changed that verbiage.
So now, when you're looking for your ideal role, that is something that doesn't happen by accident. You have to have taken that first step to really understand what it is you're trying to, what outcome you desire.
Exactly.
What is the right fit? And then you got to find a match that is an organization that kind of is philosophically believes what you believe and needs what you have.
Exactly. Now, those are the research.
Those are the kind of services that your company provides, right? You help them really get strategic and really not waste time going on interviews in places they don't even want to work.
Most def. That's our whole goal, right? So, like I said before, you have to first identify your gift and purpose. Point blank, period. You can't do anything until you do that. Your gift is something you do your absolute best with minimal effort. And what's going to fuel your fire to get up every single day and do that one thing? Regardless of how you may feel, right? Is it your family? You got kids? You got, like, I'm pretty sure we've all had days where we don't feel like going to work. But we still do. What's your purpose? What's that burning desire to help, to make you want to do meaningful work every day? Because it has to be bigger than you. Right? So that's why we take that so serious. That first step is so critical. It's about building you, understanding who you are first. And then we can go into the job market, because the job market is not in your control. It's just like the stock market. It fluctuates every day, every single day. That's out of your control. But what is in your control is understanding who you are and what you do. Understanding what you're going to accept and what you're going to reject. So if this doesn't align, we're not even looking at it. We're only focused on these positions at these companies. We need to connect with these people. Let's go all in here for the next 90 days. And I guarantee you'll see results. You will see results, but you got to stay focused. You have to stay focused because you can get lost. The internet is crazy. You'll get lost searching for jobs, but with distractions, ads, YouTube videos popping up. Like, it's a lot of distractions. So you have to know who you are, what you do, so you can eliminate those distractions and focus on what really matters. And that's what we do.
And then how did you get involved with the Main Street Fund? How did that get on your radar?
So one of the alumni from Georgia, the Main Street program, had reached out to me, and she told me about it. And that's how I applied. And then I interviewed. They loved the business and then got selected, man. So most definitely excited to be in this cohort. Some other great entrepreneurs are in there, founders, CEOs. Doing some, you know, wonderful things. So excited to do Demo Day coming up in October, and just thankful for the opportunity.
So what part of the process has been most beneficial for you?
I think customer discovery. You know, we're still testing the waters, you know, trying to find that perfect product market fit, right? So we tested, you know, we've done some partnerships with companies such as like Rework Training. They're a, you know, immersive program helping people transition into sales development representative and business development representative tech sales positions. So we've helped one of their cohorts build like their resume, LinkedIn, and cover letter, and it went well. They loved it. So trying to, you know, finalize that partnership to where now we can help. We have consistent people that we're helping on a every 2 month basis, right? Every cohort they have, we'll be responsible for helping them build their brand and helping them land their new role. After they get done learning how to become a BDR and SDR. And that's where I see, honestly, the biggest bang for our buck in the market is, as a business, is partnering with companies or boot camps that are teaching people the education and the skills but not necessarily mastering the career development side, right? So we partner with these companies and boot camps to pretty much come up with a managed career services operations to where we can help them, help their students build their brand and actually teach them how to land their dream role after they've already learned the skills needed to actually do the job.
Wow, that's fantastic. Before we wrap, can you share a piece of advice for the folks that have gone through the gauntlet? They, you know, optimized their resumes, they got their LinkedIn perfect, and now they're going out on interviews. Is there any tips or advice you can give that person to help them, you know, get the job from the interview?
Okay, yeah. So, for interviewing, man, I would say treat it like you just meeting somebody new. A lot of people overthink the word interview. Like, interviews kind of has a negative connotation these days. I treat it as just another opportunity to meet somebody new, right? I'm learning more about them and honestly how I've landed all my jobs, because I recently worked at Adobe as a financial analyst coming out of college. That was my first job. And Adobe doesn't recruit at Georgia State, so I had to go get that job, right? And it taught me the power of networking, building meaningful relationships, and then how to ace the interview, man. I just first being yourself, right? And then making it a conversation. That's the best thing you can do, because I went into the interview asking them questions and they forgot to ask me questions because 30 minutes passed by. We already had a whole conversation. Now they like me. You have to remember, people hire who they like, know, and trust. You're probably not going to get somebody to trust you in 30 minutes, but you can damn sure get somebody to like you.
And that's a really important point. Don't forget to ask them questions. This isn't just you being interrogated. Thanks. You're interrogating them too. You want to make sure it's a right fit for you.
Yep. It's a two-way street, right? So that's your opportunity to actually get insights from the company that you probably would never get if you didn't have the interview. Because everybody's looking from the outside in. You don't know what they're doing. Every company is different. So the only way you're going to know if a company is the right fit for you is by talking to the people that work there. Not looking at their blogs, what they put online, because anybody can write that. Of course it's going to look good. It's going to sound great. It's marketing. Everything comes down to marketing and sales. So when you're interviewing, the job search process is literally marketing and sales. And that's why people struggle with it, because people don't know how to market and sell themselves. Think about it. Your resume, LinkedIn, cover letter, and your portfolio is your marketing assets. That's why I call it your four marketing assets. Your interviewing is your sales. You're selling somebody on the opportunity of hiring you. And that's why I'm really focused on right now treating professionals how to treat their career like a business. I'm teaching professionals how to treat their career like a business, because it is one. Lee, I believe everybody's a freelancer, right? You have unique skills and capabilities, right, that you're offering in exchange to your client, right, which is your company. That's your client, right, in exchange for salary, benefits, vacation time, PTO, and stock options. You can take that same skill set, right, because you know for a fact it's a need. You have a job right now. They just hired you to do something at that company. You know for a fact your skills are in demand. If you have a job right now, your skills are in demand. Point blank, period. You could take those same skills and go get another client. But people lack sales and marketing. They don't know how to position themselves in the market so where people can like, know, and trust them enough to hire them. And that's where we come in.
Yeah, it's a mindset shift. And they have to believe that they have value and that they're worth it, and that they should be the one doing the job, not somebody else. And it's a mindset shift. And I think that your service can really help open some eyes and help people, you know, make their dreams come true.
Most definitely, man. That's the goal. That's the goal, man. We're almost at 1,000 clients right now. So in the past 2 years, so we're doing some good things, man. I just, you know, we had, of course, and that's why I always tell people just to start too, man. Because my business plan when I first started has nothing to, it doesn't even relate to what we're doing today. Maybe the services, but that's about it. Process, procedures, how it's going, nothing relatable. But I would have never learned if I didn't start.
Yep. Amen to that. So if somebody wants to learn more, get on your radar, maybe have a conversation with you or somebody on your team, what's the website? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, man. So sparkyourresume.com is our website. I have like free trainings and stuff on there that you can, you know, sign up for. I have a free training teaching you how to land your dream role in 90 days or less. That's actually been going really crazy. Like, a lot of people love it. So I would say check that out. You can find it on the website. I think it's under the resources tab. And you can also connect with me on LinkedIn. That's my number one platform. Shoot me a message on LinkedIn. Tell me that you watched the interview or listened to the interview. We'd love to, you know, chat with you, and if we could maybe schedule a time to meet.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story today. You're doing important work. We appreciate you.
No problem, man. I appreciate you having me.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all next time on GSU E&I Radio.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.